It's spring, and for many die-hard baseball fans, that means spring training. But with COVID-19 sidelining America's pastime, Frank Soos offers some books to keep the love of baseball alive.
We can offer a number of books, fiction and nonfiction, and many of them celebrate that classical era in baseball when people my age were kids.
It's called The American Pastime, so it's so linked to our country, but it's really an arcane game. There's a lot going on underneath the surface, isn't there?
Well, there is, and to go back to the American pastime, it's that baseball's pretty much been superseded, I'm afraid. I mean, there are people who love baseball. I know there are people in Fairbanks who still would go to spring training if they could, but most people have set baseball aside except maybe for a couple games during the World Series. So these books might also revive people's interest in this game, which is more tranquil, and it does take more time to watch or listen to a baseball game on the radio as people used to do. But I think it's worth remembering that baseball is a wonderful game, and it is a much nuanced game, too.
What writers, Frank, do you think have successfully tackled this subject?
Let's go back to The Great American Novel, which is a book by Philip Roth that's not widely read. And the narrator is a guy who calls himself Word Smith, world's greatest sports writer. And he's come to tell us a story about a horrific scandal that we all need to be aware of, which is that there were once three major baseball leagues, the third one being the Patriot League. And the Patriot League has been expunged from our collective memory, and of course the Baseball Hall of Fame, because it was infiltrated by communists. Their star pitcher, Gilgamesh, known as Kid Babylonia, is one of the central figures in this book, but it's a sprawling novel about baseball gone haywire, actually. All made-up teams, all made-up players in this case, based on a strange, interesting Cold War premise, too. Let's talk about a couple of nonfiction books. One of them is, of course, The Boys of Summer, which also came out in 1972 by Roger Kahn. Roger Kahn died in February now. And The Boys of Summer is his paean to the old Brooklyn Dodgers, the Bums. And it's about the 1952 season. Once again, the Dodgers are close, but no cigar in winning World Series. In 1951, they have famously lost a three-game playoff to their crosstown rivals, the Giants, on the famous shot heard around the world, Bobby Thompson's home run. And we pretty much now are sure that the Giants were stealing the Dodgers' signals from the catcher by stationing a guy in the scoreboard in the outfield with a pair of binoculars looking at the catcher's signals. So Bobby Thompson may have known what pitch was coming to him. However, the season of 52 is another not quite successful season, but the Dodgers were an amazing team then. We're talking about Pee Wee Reese, Jackie Robinson, Roy Campanella, Gil Hodges, great players. And, of course, they and the Giants soon enough would move to the West Coast, and the Dodgers would stop being the Bums and start being L.A. Glamour baseball team, it's what happens to sports when they get to Los Angeles, it seems.
Frank Soos and some great baseball reads on the next Northern Soundings.